Well, Coach Kyle Nystrom joins us. Kyle, tough loss on homecoming, obviously. Just couldn't seem to get out of the mud, hey, as far as the offense goes.
No, it was just a hard day to just generate productivity. We couldn't get the ball, you know, running. It was erratic. You know, we'd have a good run, and then we'd bam, not get anything productive out of it. And we were hit and miss on just throws, and we were hit and miss on catching the ball. We had a hard time getting open. They have a real nice secondary. You know, that's their strength, I think, of their defense is their secondary. And so we need to get play action rolling. And to get play action effective, you've got to be able to run the ball and get them back on their heels a little bit. And we started doing that in the first drive of the second half. And then we fell back into not being consistent and productive enough. So, you know, on defense, we had a little bit of tough time just defending the vertical the first time, and I wish I would have been in a different coverage, kind of straining the strong safety a little bit there against a pretty good player. And the guy made a good throw and a good catch, and so that's hats off to him. That's offensive college football. And then the second touchdown, you know, we were down there on the one. And they caught us in quarters coverage and just made some plays on some out routes. And then the third one, we were down by two scores and we were run out of time, and I just had to start blitzing. And we were in second and seven, I think. We had them in, and I ran a new blitz there, and it just got, they ran a gap scheme, and it must have got a little bit loose in one of the gaps there. I'll have to look at the film and see what caused it, but the run split up through there. So I don't fault our effort and how tough we are and how physical we are. But, you know, what we have to do is we have to look at the film and find out where our deficiencies are as far as schemes and productivity on offense and how we can help the front and the defense more. And I'm hoping that there is a possibility that we're going to get Agers back this weekend for the next game. So we need that to happen. He gives us a lot of movement ability inside. And I thought special teams was good, you know.
Yeah, punter John, 9 punts. He had 381 yards, so that's 42 average. I mean, we covered well.
You know, I need Daniel to make the field goal off the hash. We were right at the cliff there on that first one. I decided to go for it on fourth down. We didn't get it, and I watch him all week, and I know pretty much where his cliff line is, where he's going to be. Either reaching or be consistent to make it, and I just felt like we were just a little bit out. And you know what? I felt good about getting on fourth down, too. You know, we had some pops, some nice plays, and we didn't get it. So, you know, 50-50, right? 50-50 hindsight, 50-50. God, if I wish, maybe line up and take a shot at it, but if we miss it, then I'm mad about that and should have went for it, right?
Well, that, you know how that goes. Lastly, we go down to Ferris next week, and that's, you obviously have history there. So, their program is, like you said last year, first interview we did, that's where we want to be.
Yeah, that's where we strive to develop and get with. Very different programs. And so, but they're winning a lot of ball games right now. And I just talked to our players after the game. I told our players, I said, let's just be honest. I said, this is a great opportunity. Yeah, they're a real good football program. Everybody knows that. But it's a real good opportunity if we do some good things. And that's possible for us. You know, we've got good players here right now, and some of them are young, and our older players that are playing are good people, and they're good enough players to win with. And we just got to find a way to make a bang. And so we'll get ready to go to Ferris, but we'll fix the issues that we're having, and move forward. But I told our players, keep your chin right, and love your family that's here visiting you, love your friends, and don't put yourself in jeopardy tonight in any negative way or manner. And we'll fix what the problem is, and we'll get you right, and we'll get better, and we'll move forward, and we'll find a way to make a bang and win some games.
Coach, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.